I'm 67 years old. I've been a trainer probably before there were even trainers. I'm the kind of guy that was in school that was the jock in school and never got out of it, so I just made it my career. And the longer I stay in the business, the more rewards I get, and it's not all financial rewards. What I really enjoy seeing, especially at this age now, is getting people to realize what their potential is. So if you can help someone and become part of changing their body makeup, getting themselves back on track health-wise, then it becomes really, really, really beneficial for them, and it makes me feel real good that I had a part of it. You can usually tell how a person is by their level of activity. So someone generally who takes good care of themselves, watches what they eat, stays in shape, works out, is generally going to carry that over to all aspects of their life, whether it's going to be their business or family life. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't separate body, mind, and spirit. I mean, that's what makes the whole you. And if you go back into the history of, say, bodybuilding, and you look up people like Jack LaLanne, Charles Atlas, all right, they were the representatives of the nobility of man. So they took care of their bodies, okay, which in turn nourished the mind. So they were able to be good businessmen to make a living. And also it carried them into that spiritual kind of an outlook that something greater than us put us here. And that in itself is the gift. And however you believe in spirituality, this whole body that we have is a gift. It's a very special kind of thing that just needs to be taken care of. And the old image of a senior, what a senior is supposed to look like, is different now than it used to be. Stay as healthy as you possibly can, and you'll notice that a lot of times, if you do that, you won't need all of the medications that it seems like a lot of people are on today.